This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sivasuthi. In this day and age, there are still misconceptions and ignorance surrounding the subject of menopause, even as the taboo associated with it is slowly but surely waning. But for most women, menopause means a lot of unpredictable changes in their bodies. Dr. Hoon Chun Moy, consultant gynecologist and president of the Malaysian Menopause Society, tackles these issues, and she's going to address some of how you can age healthily, women, in conjunction with World Menopause Day, which is on October the 18th, and she's in the studio to help answer your questions. If you have one, send us a text message. It's 0016 201 9000, or tweet BFM Radio. Welcome, Dr. Ho. How are you today?
Great.
Dr. Ho, what are the common misconceptions that we're talking about here? Do Malaysians still not understand what menopause really is or how it actually works?
Yes, I think the word menopause is still taboo in Malaysia. Many women just don't want to talk about it. Also, some women thought that if they are menopause, all their problems are over, and they thought they do not need to see doctors. And some thought that if you are menopause, then you have to gain weight, or you have to suffer from all these symptoms. And also, there's also a misconception that HRT, hormone replacement therapy, causes cancer, which is not very true. And
you know, just to move on, menopause doesn't just happen overnight. It takes time. Could you describe the process to me?
Yes, it doesn't happen overnight. It happens like few years to up to 10 years before menopause, when usually around the late 30s or early 40s, when women start to feel like there's some changes in their menstrual periods, or they start to gain weight, they feel tired, more tired than usual, and may feel hotter than usual, a little bit of hot flushes, can't sleep very well, some mood swings. That's the beginning of menopause. It's called perimenopause, and that will last for a few years, 2 to 3, up to 10 years or even more. And the day where the last menstrual period occurs is called menopause. Menopause is actually a day, one day in a woman's life, the day of the last menstrual period. After that, 1 year after that, is known as postmenopause. So menopause is actually a retrospective diagnosis. You only knew that was your last period when it was over. So 1 year later, it's called postmenopause. And this postmenopause will last throughout a woman's lifetime.
Meaning no periods after that.
Yes.
Okay. And if it does occur after, does that indicate that, you know, you should get it checked out?
Yes. If there is periods after the 1 year after menopause, you must see a doctor. It's called postmenopausal bleeding. The most important thing is to make sure that there's no uterine cancer.
Is it ever age dependent? Right, from perimenopause.
Perimenopause.
I think that's rather subjective. Subjective.
Yes,
some people
yes.
in their 30s. Some in the 40s. It can happen to you even when you least expect it.
Yes. Menopause usually occurs around the age of 45 to 55. And way before that, it's already called perimenopause. So what age it starts, I mean, we don't really know exactly. But from the symptoms, usually irregular period and so on, then we know that women has gone into perimenopause. But we can tell exactly when was the menopause, the last menstrual period. Most women will experience it for about like 2 to 3 years, the perimenopause. But of course, some will experience it for a longer period of time.
What is the earliest you would start?
Earliest?
Can some even start late 30s?
Yes, possible. It's possible because some women experience early menopause, which occurs before the age of 45. And some even suffer from premature menopause, which occurs before the age of 40.
And is it dependent on anything? As in, maybe if you started menstruating at a much earlier age, which, you know, a lot of girls today are starting to menstruate at a much earlier age. Do you think then that means you would menopause earlier as well in life?
No. The onset of a first period, we call it menarche, doesn't affect the age of menopause. Age of menopause is partly genetically predetermined, whereas the age of onset of the first period is not genetically predetermined. Girls are menstruating earlier nowadays because probably due to better nutrition. So that's why, or maybe because of phytoestrogens and so on, they tend to menstruate earlier. But the age of menopause has been quite stable for quite some time. It was like 45, around 40 in the, in the 1980s, in the 1800s, but now it's around 50 for a long, long time. So it doesn't change much, age of menopause, but age of menarche, the first period, just reduce.
Is that a good thing though? Starting to attain menarche at such a young age?
No, it's not really a good thing.
It isn't?
Yeah, it isn't.
What is something that's beyond our control?
Because it does increase the incidence of breast cancer. Early menarche and late menopause both increase the risk of breast cancer.
Okay. Research team in Exeter and Cambridge University published their findings in the Nature Genetics Journal last month, and they reported that they have identified sections of the DNA that control when women go through menopause. Two-thirds of the section also contains genes that repair damaged DNA. What do these findings really mean?
Okay, it means that... they already identified the genes that controls onset of menopause, which is the chromosome 19 and 20, and now it's the section, which section of the genes that control the onset of menopause. So once you know this section of genes that control menopause, you probably can suppress the expression of the genes, of the early menopause genes, or maybe help to express the late menopause genes. So in this sense, there is possible that in future we may be able to know when a woman is going to menopause. We can do our fertility, can affect fertility treatment or fertility drugs, or we can even develop medication for menopause or even delay menopause. These are the possibilities.
But why do we want to do that?
Why do we want to do it? I think it's very important for women who may develop early menopause, because early menopause is associated with a lot of long-term chronic complications. So it would be helpful for them, and also for infertility cases.
Okay.
It would be helpful.
What about the fact that women are having children later in life? Will this sort of test help with, their fertility as well?
Yes, definitely. Because our fertility reduces 10 years before menopause, our fertility also already starts to reduce. And 5 years before menopause, we are probably almost infertile already. If we can find out exactly, let's say we are going to have early menopause at 40, then I better have my children around 20, in my 20s or before 30. All right. Instead of many women nowadays, they have their first pregnancy after 40 due to career and so on.
Mm-hmm. And is it a good thing that you know exactly when you will start menopause? And as you said, it's all very gene dependent.
Yes, that's right.
How do we, should we all now go out and start testing for chromosome 19 and 20?
No, we cannot. Even we know that part of the section of DNA controls onset of menopause, but we cannot test at what age we will menopause, because it's also affected by other factors like smoking, excessive alcohol, high altitude, and also chemotherapy, radiotherapy. All those can affect it. So okay. It's not only genetically predetermined.
Hormone replacement therapy has been very controversial ever since the research came out about the link with cancer.
Yes.
You did say earlier on the 2002 study. Is there much basis for this link, HRT and cancer?
All right. The 2002 study was actually flawed. Lots of flaws there. It was done on older women. The average age of women in that study was 63, which was way beyond menopause. And many of those women were actually obese. They have diseases. They have hypertension, diabetes, heart disease already when they entered the study. And of course, during that time, the result was not good. But 10 years later, they reanalyzed the WHI study. And this time, they selected the group of women aged 50 to 59. That means they menopause less than 10 years. They started treatment less than 10 years after menopause. So we call this window of opportunity starting early. And they found that in this group of women, those on estrogen and progesterone, if they take for 5 years and below, there's no increased risk of breast cancer, no increased risk of heart disease. And also in another group of women who already had hysterectomy, removal of uterus, so they were given estrogen only. And after 7 years of estrogen only, they found that there's no increased risk of breast cancer. And after 12 years, they analyzed again, they found that there is a reduction in the risk of breast cancer compared to women not taking HRT.
And this was done in the Caucasian community?
No, it was done in United States, the WHI. These are the post-WHI reanalysis.
Okay, yeah. And what about, does that apply to the Asian woman? Or is the Asian woman different?
I don't think we are much different. The link with breast cancer is very, very minimum. It's very low. And I feel that the benefits are much more. And breast cancer can be picked up easily. You can do mammograms and ultrasound and examination. If you can have a lot of benefit, I don't see... I don't know why people are so fearful. And in fact, the major cause of for women after menopause is not breast cancer, it's heart attacks, heart disease.
Because of the lower levels of estrogen.
Estrogen, yes.
And HRT does protect you from
heart
disease.
It shows that women on HRT, they do have lower incidence of heart disease, provided the HRT is started early enough. Early enough means as early as possible after menopause. If we start 10 years after menopause, it's going to increase the incidence of heart disease, because the heart like vessels are maybe already clogged up. And then only you start estrogen, it's dangerous. So the window of opportunity starting early is very, very important.
Early meaning in perimenopausal stage or when?
You can start around the perimenopause or even after menopause, but it shouldn't be like more than 10 years after menopause. Don't start HRT, it's dangerous, it's contraindicated.
So are you saying that every woman who goes through menopause ideally should be on HRT?
Not really, because some women do not experience any symptoms at all. Only about 30% or one-third of women, they do have very quite severe symptoms, and they need HRT, and HRT can be really beneficial for them.
Okay. And when we come back, we'll find out more about the misconceptions amongst Malaysians. What are the symptoms? Why are we reluctant to take HRT up next? If you have a question on menopause, send us a question via text 016-201-9000 or tweet BFM Radio. Good afternoon and welcome to the show. It's our Health and Living segment. I'm Mira Sivasuthi. It's World Menopause Day on October the 18th, and we have Dr. Ho Chun Moy, consultant gynecologist and president of the Malaysian Menopause Society, discussing misconceptions of menopause amongst Malaysians. Do we have statistics, Dr. Ho, on Malaysian women who are on HRT?
No, we do not have Malaysian statistics, but we do have UK statistics. We showed that in the year 2000, before the WHI, 30% of UK women were taking HRT. But in 2011, only 8% were taking HRT. And I think in Malaysia, it's much lower than that.
Has it gone down because of the
report?
It has
gone down tremendously after the WHI report in 2002.
Is that really a problem, though?
Well,
does that indicate that maybe Malaysian women are managing it, managing menopause in their own way? And, you know, obviously they are not suffering as such.
Well, actually, many suffered in silence. They did not know that there are treatments available. And some are fearful of the complications of hormone replacement therapy. But it's not that bad, actually.
So when do you decide who goes on HRT?
Those with symptoms.
Some
really suffered from very severe hot flushes, sweating, they can't sleep at night, and they have very bad mood swing, they can't work, you know. And all these women, if we don't give them HRT, they may end up losing their job, losing their husband, and... This consists of about 30% of women going through menopause. And I do have patients' husband coming forward, you know, seeking treatment for their wife, because the wife is like in a very bad shape at home, having a very bad mood and so on, and can't really perform as usual.
Okay. So when it affects your quality of life, then...
Yes, it does affect quality of life for some.
So then it's a red flag and you should consider...
You should go for treatment, don't suffer...
Is there anyone who should not be on HRT?
Yes, women who already have history of breast cancer, probably they are not suitable for HRT, or those with family history of breast cancer.
Okay, and when should you consider HRT for menopause? Because can you start while you're already into menopause?
Yes, you can start as long as you are like quite early, less than 10 years after menopause, you still can start, but I prefer to start as early as possible.
Okay. What are the real and important health risks that are associated with complications of menopause? I'm sure there are some complications.
Yes.
What are they?
Yeah, those that we mentioned just now were the acute complications, the symptoms. And then you have, if you have gone through all those symptoms, three to 5 years later, there's another group of complication that is the dry vagina, painful sexual intercourse, recurrent urinary tract infection, urinary incontinence. All these are due to the thinning of the wall of the bladder and also the vagina. And women also suffer from this, and many are so, I mean, they are quite embarrassed to come forward to seek treatment, but there are treatments available, and all this problem can be reversed. It can be reversed. And 10 to 15 years after menopause comes osteoporosis, fractures, heart disease, heart attack, and also Alzheimer's disease later on. All these can be helped by hormone replacement therapy.
And do you have to be on HRT for the rest of your life?
Not really. Even if you take for 5 years, there is benefit already. For example, for osteoporosis, take for 5 years, the benefit is already there. But you don't have to stop after 5 years. If there's no contraindication, you can continue.
Is there any other way I can just manage menopause the best I can?
Yes. Besides HRT, there are many other options. We have SERMs, which is a selective estrogen receptor modulator. For example, raloxifene. Raloxifene prevents osteoporosis, but at the same time, it reduces invasive breast cancer by 70%. And also, we have tibolone. Tibolone has estrogenic, very mild estrogenic, progestogenic, and testosterogenic effect, and it's very good for relieving menopause symptoms like hot flushes and so on, and also it's good for prevention of osteoporosis. These are not true hormones, but they have the benefits of hormones. And of course, we can use other things like soy product, black cohosh, red clover, and many other options.
What about a healthy lifestyle and eating?
Yes, that is the most healthy lifestyle is the most important. Whether you take any hormone or supplements or non-hormonal product, you still need to lead a healthy lifestyle. It's the key to management of menopause. Your diet, you need to eat healthily, you need to exercise and sleep well.
All of that.
Yes,
and
very important.
All of that plays a role
for everyone.
Even before you hit your menopause.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, because that's a mistake we're all making, isn't it?
That's right.
Trying to get healthy when you can, let's put it this way, you can, I suppose, reduce the severity possibly by leading a healthy lifestyle now before you hit the menopausal years.
Yes, it's true. People who lead a healthy lifestyle, they have less menopausal symptoms.
Okay, and your advice to women who have entered menopause, what would that be?
Okay, most important, don't suffer. You have any symptoms, come forward. It can be treated. It can be prevented. And do regular medical checkup. For example, your mammograms, your breast ultrasound, pap smear, blood tests. All these are important. And after menopause, you should do DEXA for bone density and also maybe stress tests. And we have this Malaysian Menopause Society where they can come forward. We do educate women on menopause, like World Menopause Day. We're also having a forum where women can come forward. We give them free lectures.
Okay. And how do we get in touch with you?
We have a website, www.menopause.org.my.
Okay. So 18th of October, a lot happening. Where is this?
At Sunway Lagoon Resort Hotel from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. But registration is required. It's free, but they need to call up for registration.
Okay, so go on to menopause.org.my and you'll be able to register.
Yeah, or can Google Malaysian Menopause Society.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us today. Dr. Ho Chun Moy, consultant gynecologist and president of the Malaysian Menopause Society, on the misconceptions of menopause on the Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.